When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with our Survivor exit interview number one for Survivor 46. And we'll be talking to the man of the hour, the man of the 2 hours, actually. That's Jelinski is going to be joining us. David Jelinski here, first exit interview of the season. Plus, we've got a big surprise coming up this season on Twitch, which we will do after the exit interview. So stick around for that. Last night, talked to Franny Marin from Survivor 44 on the post-game show. Really, really fun one to recap this Survivor episode. I thought it was a pretty fun start to the season. Stephen Fishback will be with me as well for the Survivor Know-It-Alls. And of course, you can check out this video interview with Jelinski on our YouTube channel, where you can also check out my interview with Jeff Probst from earlier this week. I see that we have Jelinski on the line. Let's go ahead and bring in Jelinski. Hey, Jelinski, good morning. How are you?
What's up, brother? Oh, that bell, man. You know, I wanted
that
bell.
That's for you.
I appreciate it,
man. A legend, and one we will not soon forget, Jelinski.
I'd hope not, seriously.
Yes. All right.
Honored to go down in the likes of Zane and Francesca and Reem.
How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing really good, Rob. You know, I've kind of been in a good place ever since I got voted out, because once everybody started following me in Pondy, the first thing they'd say was, man, Jelinski, you are a legend. You are still alive in the game. And in fact, like, once the merge happened, like, people came back to me and they said, man, Jelinski, we were going to name the merge tribe after you.
Wow. Okay.
And I was like, what an honor, seriously. So I can't ask for more, seriously. I'm super happy I made my mark.
Yeah, definitely an exciting episode. Happy to hear that you're taking it all in stride, because I know this could be tough to deal with. All right, so Tribal Council, I would love to know from you, how big of a shock was this for you?
So as much as I'd like to say that I was 100% certain it was going to be Jess, there was probably about 10% of me that knew it was going to be me. And I thought that because I knew how big of a threat I was just strategically. So the fact that Q was able to clock me did not surprise me. It did not. And obviously, like, being out there when you have three sort of leaders, me, Q, and Tiffany, I would say, you guys don't necessarily, you won't get along all the time. So especially when you have different ideas, such as me and Q, it was bound to happen. So I wasn't necessarily as blindsided as you think.
It seemed like that maybe you came into tribal council not knowing, but by the time the vote happened, it seemed like, oh, this is going to be me. Was that an accurate description?
Yeah, I knew it was going to be me after I saw the second Jelinski. I knew there was some hope because I was expecting one Jelinski, and that was from Jess. But after that, in a perfect world, it was going to be Jess. Unfortunately, it wasn't, and I was blindsided. And I was blindsided. It wasn't a blindside, but I was blindsided. It was actually a unanimous
nearsighted
vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
Yeah. I want to talk about everything that happened with the sweat challenge. Do you feel like that Q misread you as a person?
Yes. So that sweat challenge was obviously meant to be hard. And something that wasn't shown was Q and I were bonding about being from Memphis. My family was born and raised in Memphis, and we moved out here to Vegas, and they had me. Q lives in Memphis. Obviously, he's from Mississippi, but they're very close. And a Memphis mentality is something that they get behind is this thing called grit and grind. So it was from the jump, I knew I didn't want to quit because I knew Q would look at me as a quitter. And I didn't want that. So as the challenge was going on and I was tearing up my feet, walking on the coral barefoot for an hour and a half, which really messed me up. Q had presented the idea to me, yo, Jelinski, do you think we should quit? And I was like, I knew I was struggling. And I mean, I could tell Q wasn't doing necessarily the best either because we had just about the same amount of water in each jug. It was hard. So when Q presented that idea to me, I was like, yeah, man, let's do it. Let's conserve our energy for the immunity challenge and hope for the best. Because in my mind, I was certain that we were going to win immunity. I mean, just looking at Sega, like our tribe was massive. Like I'm 6'4", Banu's 6', Q's 6'1", Tiffany's a strong girl, just played rugby. Like we, and Banu was shredded, by the way. Just wait. I mean, Banu was shredded. Just wait till you see him with his shirt off. Like this dude is... We were a strong tribe, so us losing immunity was a huge shock to me.
Okay, a lot to unpack there. So do you feel like that Q said one thing to you about, hey, let's quit the challenge, and then went back and told everybody else, like, oh my God, can you believe Jelinski wanted to quit the challenge?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's exactly what happened, and props to Q, because I didn't even realize that it was going to be spun that way, because when we came back to camp, we were both saying it was a mutual decision. And honestly, Q was kind of harping that horn the most. And so it wasn't even a thought in my mind that he was going around telling people that I was a quitter. Because Q, it wasn't an idea in my mind to quit until Q had presented it to me. Okay. So, yeah, major props to Q for being able to spin that.
You talked about how physically fit the Yanu tribe was. Why did you guys do so badly in the challenges that you participated in?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could give an answer to you. I think, you know, just being out there in Survivor, you've never done challenges like this before, so you don't necessarily know the best ways to get this completed. And with that being said, like pulling down on that lizard head while we were trying to get it over, that was actually making it worse because the lizard head kept getting stuck. And we didn't know that at the time until you look back and you're like, oh, we probably should have lifted it up a little higher. And yeah, so we were, I mean, we just couldn't work together as a team. And that's how it goes sometimes.
Going back to the sweat challenge, it seemed like that the holes in the bucket did not seem like that you and Q were attempting at all to try to fill in the holes of the bucket. Did you guys try that?
We tried. And those buckets were super difficult to keep closed. And
how many holes? Several holes in that?
Not quite several. I'd say there were about 5 holes. And so these holes were positioned in a way that you couldn't get your whole hand around it. And I have big hands and I couldn't even get my whole hands around it. So it was created in a way that there would be one hole open at all time. And you couldn't put your shirt around it. You couldn't put anything in it. It was just you, the bucket, and your fingers.
Okay. I want to talk about then you go on the journey. And here you go, and you go out there, and you get stuck with the skull card, and now you're in the position to lie. Can you just talk through, like, what did we not get to see about that interaction with Tevin and Maria?
Yeah, so there was quite a bit you guys didn't get to see. Off the jump, I was lying my ass off. And Maria presented a question to us off the rip. She goes, what color was the pen on the voting parchment card? I knew the pen was blue, and I had said that. So when I said that, Tevin didn't know what color the pen was. So Maria actually believed it was me for the longest. And then eventually, as I was going back and forth with Tevin, that's when it started to click in my mind. I'm like, Tevin's such a large personality. Do I want to go back to my camp with 12 new enemies and no vote? Or do I want to, and with a vote? Or do I want to go back to my camp with 2 new allies and no vote? It seemed like a fair trade-off to me.
Were you surprised at how poorly the rest of the Yanu tribe took the news about what happened?
I was very surprised. I had asked them, I flipped the tables. I was like, what would you guys have done? And they said, I would have lied my ass off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know if that's necessarily the case because you're meeting all these people for the first time and you know eventually we're going to merge. So do you want to make 12 new enemies? I don't think so. It's a lot easier to say something before you do it. Even like a puzzle, for example, Jess and I were on the puzzle and it's a lot easier to say, I could have got that puzzle done, but you weren't on the puzzle.
It seemed like that this tribe got very close. After you lost the immunity, you're all like seemingly like very emotional. What was it like in your days at the Yanu tribe?
Yanu is a shit show, man.
oh, that good?
Yeah, just off the jump, man, we were all kind of just independent characters. And we certainly were close, but everybody had their own agendas out there. And it was kind of apparent, like everybody knew that deep down in their heart. So there was a lot going on out there. Our shelter was shit. We didn't have fire. We didn't have any fruit. We could barely open the coconuts. It was a mess, man.
Okay. Seemed like that Jess was really struggling during these first 3 days of the game. Was that your experience also out there with Jess?
With Jess, yes, we could all tell that she was super sleep deprived and she couldn't even formulate a sentence at tribal. And that obviously made me feel great. I was like, man, this girl can't even talk. Of course I'm going to stay. But that was definitely my experience with Jess. That's what I'll say. But it's hard out there, those elements. Like I'd say a lot of the reasons I behaved how I behaved was partly because of the elements. Like my feet were so messed up. I lost my water bottle as well. I ended up being allergic to coconut. I had so many gashes around me. There was just a lot going on out there.
It seemed like that you and Kenzie had a really strong bond early on. She ultimately is one of the votes against you. Did you see that coming at all?
I did see it coming because I could feel the vibe that Q was giving me. And I knew because I see a lot of myself in Q and I was like, if these guys are smart, they'll get me out for sure. And they're smart. They definitely know what they're doing. So when it was a group decision, you know, that's kind of how it goes in Survivor. You don't want to be the odd man out. But what I will say surprised me was I was surprised Tiff and Kenzie were kind of really gunning for me to stay. And even Banu for a little bit. But Q was, you know, you don't want to, when someone's like a leader, you don't want to go against the pack.
Now, did you have any idea about Tiffany had the beware advantage and ultimately found an idol?
I had no idea. And Kenzie and Q were very good at covering that up and hiding it against me. I didn't even know about that until last night. I was aware Tiff found the beware advantage, but I thought that happened on night 4 or day 4. I didn't realize that happened on like day 1 or 2. Mm-hmm. So I was really surprised to see that.
Okay. You don't think that in any way that Tiffany could have been throwing the challenge to get the key to be able to get her vote back, right?
Nah, there's no way. We're all competitors. Like we didn't want to lose that challenge.
Okay. Jelinski, you had these 3 days out there. What else do we need to know about your time on Survivor?
Man, you know, when I came back to the States and once everybody else started coming back, they kept telling me, Jelinski, you genuinely are such a legend. Like you were talked about every single day out there, almost every single tribal. And it was joked that they were going to name the merge tribe after me.
Yeah.
So that was like, it's a huge honor. And it genuinely means a lot. And I can't ask for much more than that. I'd rather go down flaming and memorable as a first boot than go out maybe like at fifth place and not be remembered.
Go home. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly that.
You came in as a student of the game. You said you watched every single season three times. What did you get wrong in terms of how you were looking at coming in versus how it actually went?
So in Survivor, everything's a variable. You can't judge how you're going to do based on other seasons. Every person is different. Every situation is different. And you got to just be present. You got to be out there, make connections, and play the game of Survivor that is being presented in front of you.
We haven't talked too much about Banu in your tribe. How's he fitting in?
Banu and Jess both didn't fit in. And Banu is actually someone I was super close with out there. Like, Banu didn't have a lot of one-on-one time with people aside from myself. So him voting against me was also kind of surprising. But I mean, personally, that's what's surprising. But I mean, it's the game of Survivor. You do what you got to do. But I mean, you saw the four of us click immediately. And that's just how it goes. You know, that's just how it goes in life. Whoever you connect with, you connect with. And that's that. Banu and Jess kind of were the latter of that.
If you thought that you could get out of the sweat task, do you think that you would have made it past the first tribal council?
Yes.
Okay.
That I do. That would have changed the entire narrative. Who knows? Like, everything affects everything in this game. Maybe if we completed the sweat task, I wouldn't have gone on the journey. Maybe if we completed the sweat task, I would have found the idol. Mm-hmm. There's just so many ifs.
Yeah.
And you never know what could happen in this game, man.
All right. Well, Jelinski, thanks again for making some time to come on. You gave us several moments that we'll be talking about for many, many years. So we appreciate that. All the best to you outside Survivor. Okay, Jelinski?
Thank you, Rob. It's been an honor to be here today.
All right. Take care.
Hey,
buddy.
Rob.
Yes.
Not all legends win their first time around.
Sometimes they don't win ever.
That is also true.
All right. Jelinski, take care, buddy, okay?
Yes, sir. You
all
too.
Right. Bye. All right, everybody. There you have it. Jelinski. And happy to hear that it seems like he's taking it all in stride. This can be, you know, tough on people to be the first boot, especially when it's a young person. You know, you'd like to see that they're taking it all in stride. And so it seemed like that he was a good sport about everything. So really happy to hear that. Interesting that he says that Q was the one who was more pushing to quit and that he went along with it. You know, I feel like that does make some sense, because I feel like that when he throws the hourglass, you don't see Q screaming in the background like, "What are you doing?" So yeah, interesting. Q, let's keep an eye on what he is doing as we go along. And could have had a merch tribe named Jelinski. All right, coming up next, Jordan Kalish is around the corner. We've got a whole new idea for Twitch. Let me bring in Mike Bloom's preseason interview with Jelinski. Jelinski just got done telling us he was going to win the season. Write his name down. He's the winner. Definitely. Here's the ending of Jelinski's interview with Mike.
Let's do this thing.
All right. Well, I'm going to send you running through the jungle again. This was an absolute delight, man.
Mike, this is awesome.
So good to meet you.
Great to meet you too. And I'm excited to be on the podcast at later dates.
Of course.
Survivor trivia. I want to be a part of it.
Okay. Shout out to, I know Jordan Kalish is definitely listening. That Jordan may be listening. Future Twitch contestant. Well, thank you so much, man.
All right. The new era players. They think they know their trivia. We'll put them to the test with a brand new wrinkle on Twitch coming up right after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, everybody, we're back for This Week in Survivor History, a brand new season, a new twist. It's the new era of, you know, we had been doing things, and I'm so glad I get the chance to talk about this, and we were doing Twitch a certain way for a certain number of years, and so I had been, I got a call from Mike White, who is, you know, as we all know, as listens to the podcast, and I said, Mike, what do you think about what we've been doing with Twitch? He's like, is it fun? I was like, you know what? You're right. It's not. We need to do better. And so we said, this is the new era of Twitch. And so back with us, of course, it's Jordan Kalish. Jordan, how are you?
Are you even a fan of what I do,
yes.
Rob?
Yes, because you're about to see. We're about to blow your minds, people, because I promised a big idea, and that's what we have here today, because all season long, I'm going to be taking on the trivia titans of the new era. And with us here, somebody who has studied the show. He has interviewed many, many titans across many different subjects. Let's welcome in the great Dwight Moore is here from Survivor 43.
Thanks for having me. Hopefully I do well on this trivia because I've done trivia with Jordan twice now and I've come in second both other times.
Okay. So, well, look, I guess there's a 50-50 shot here today. Dwight, very excited to have you here to kick off this brand new version of Twitch here in the new era of Twitch. And so just to explain how this is going to work, Jordan Kalish, the Survivor trivia guru, he's got a bunch of new questions that he's going to ask. Each week, we'll have a different Survivor alumni here to challenge me. And it's old school versus new school in Survivor trivia. And here's the wrinkle. Each week, the Survivor new era player will be playing to win $100 for the charity of their choice. Dwight, Woo! How about that?
Love to hear that.
Okay.
I'm excited. Hopefully I can win money for a charity.
And the wrinkle is if Dwight loses, he pays me $100.
Wait, that wasn't in the contract. Hold on. Wait a second.
Can we discuss this? Here's what's going to happen. Okay. Because we don't want to dangle the money and then not give it to people. So if I beat Dwight today, that money rolls over to next week. And whoever comes in next week will be playing for $200 for the charity of their choice.
The stakes are immense, Rob. The stakes are immense.
High stakes here for the new era of Twitch. Okay? All right. And we're doing these on YouTube this season. We're going to say we're going to break it up, not in the exit interview. So if you're looking for this, that's where they're going to be, not at the back, only in the podcast version on the same podcast as the exit interview YouTube. It will be like David Pumpkins, its own thing. Okay.
All right, so let's see. We will see if Rob is going to be temporarily withholding money from charity if he were to be Dwight in the quiz this week.
Holding money from Dwight's charity and giving it to giving it to the next charity.
That's why I said temporarily withholding. Yes. It'll eventually go
now,
to charity. What if you win every week? Are you not going to give the money to charity?
Well, if I go undefeated for the season, I should get to keep the money, right?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay. Okay. Now, Dwight, tell the listeners, what charity are you playing for?
So I think I mentioned a lot, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and I have some friends who've utilized St. Jude Children's Hospital a lot for various things. They're an amazing organization, help a lot with kids, various conditions and disabilities. And I think they always accept donations. It always need always goes to a good cause. So playing for St. Jude's.
Great cause. St. Jude's Children's Hospital could be the recipient of $100 here today if Dwight knows his Survivor trivia. Okay, Dwight, by the way, before we get to the trivia, how's everything going with you?
Life's going well. Everything's, can't complain. I'm in New York now. Moved here a few months ago and it's been, life's good.
Okay. All right. Jordan, what are the rules for today's game?
So here are the rules. I'm going to ask a bunch of questions, not too many. Don't worry. You have to buzz in by saying your name. So Rob, you'll say Rob. Dwight, you'll say Dwight. It actually works out that you each have one syllable names. Whoever buzzes in will get to answer a question. If you are right, you'll get a point. If you're wrong, you'll lose a point. And if you're wrong, the other person will be able to try to guess for a point if they would like to buzz in. But if you guess and you're wrong, you lose a point no matter what. Dwight, that I believe did hurt you in the last time we played trivia. Yeah. So I hope that doesn't happen again. It is time for you to win one of these games. Second place, it's fine, but when it's second out of two, it's not so good.
Okay. Yeah. Gonna change it today.
All right.
Nervous Let's about this guess. Buzzer, Jordan.
I'm not so nervous about it. I have been a buzz judge before, and I will be a buzz judge again. We are going to start the first. There are two rounds of this game. The first round, Rob, you alluded to the fact that this is old school versus new school trivia.
Yes.
So the first round is going to be from the old era, aka the single digit seasons.
Oh.
Rob, you may have a little bit of an advantage here. However, we will get to the second round where I think
advantage. I lived it.
Have an advantage. So I did not, and I'm going to say this though, I did not pick any seasons, Rob, that you played on.
Okay.
So at least it's not one that you were there for. So well, you could have both seen
43 other ones to pick from.
Yes. Well, no, this is all single digits. So seasons one through nine.
Yes.
But no all-stars and no Amazon. So I will read the question and you will buzz in. You could buzz in at any point. If I don't finish reading the question and you're wrong, shame on you. So let's go. Here's question.
I'm going to be like Omer's sister.
Yes. Oh, yes. Javaria, right? Great run on
Who
on
is Javaria?
Jeopardy title.
Who is Javaria? You don't have to answer in the form of a question on Twitch. Question number one. Which tribe won Survivor's first ever immunity challenge?
Rob. Tagi
is incorrect. So you have a negative one to start. Dwight, would you like to answer? You don't have to if you don't want to. The answer is Pagong. Yeah, Pagong won the challenge.
Got ahead of myself. Got ahead of myself. Mad at myself on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Tagi would eventually do better at the end of the game, but beginning of the game, they did lose the first challenge. Okay. Question number two. In the Panamanian village on Survivor Pearl Islands, who traded all their clothes besides underwear for their tribe gear?
Rob. Austin.
Austin Taylor is correct. Yeah. You are at zero. We are tied 0-0.
I'm back,
Question
baby.
Number three. We are back. We are tied. Who is the only Survivor winner to receive votes at the first tribal council of the season in which they won?
Rob. Richard Hatch.
That is incorrect. I believe. Wait a second. I want to check my answer.
Oh, here we go again.
Hold on.
That might be right.
That sounds right, but I think it was Rudy who received the vote. I did the research here before that, but now you're having me second guess myself. So I am going to go to Survivor Borneo Wiki. I am going to look at the voting chart. And I should have been more confident, Rob, because Richard Hash did not receive a vote at that tribal council. Stacey, Rudy, and Sonia did. So Kalis was right. You lose a point. Dwight, are you buzzing in? Oh, I just gave the answer. So you can't buzz in anymore. Yeah, it's over. Yeah, no. So, okay. Question number four. In the Survivor Thailand premiere, who on Chewygon got sick potentially due to dehydration?
Rob.
Tanya.
Tanya Vance is correct. Zero points. We talked about Mike White. Tanya, a great White Lotus character.
A lot
character.
Of action for it to be a tied game.
I know.
Keep guessing things you don't know, too. I'm waiting for new era. Old era is tough.
And this is the last question of the old era. So here we go. Who took the map for the Baran tribe in Africa and got their tribe lost, leading to some early camp drama?
Rob.
Dwight.
Rob.
Diane.
Diane Ogden. Rob, with all that work, you finish with 1 point. White's at zero. We're going to go into the new era trivia. Diane Ogden, the first boot of that season. I was rooting. She was my winner pick, actually, in Survivor Africa for some reason. I don't know why. But Rob has a 1 point lead. We're going into round two, baby. Mm-hmm. This is the new era round. This is also a buzz-in round. The answer for all of these questions are going to be new era Survivor seasons. So anywhere from 41 to 45, obviously 46 does not count yet. So
better not be any Survivor 43 questions.
There might be some Survivor 43 questions.
Well, what the Rob, hell?
It's for the well, children, Rob. It's for the St. Jude children.
For Rob, we're not going to do any hit season. Focus. Well,
Rob, you did,
about his
you
season.
Did watch season 43.
They're, but I didn't live saying, it.
I'm
I wasn't there for half of it either, Rob. So
that's true.
But why? Then why were my seasons off limits?
You were there for the majority of your season.
Here's the thing. I could have included. I just didn't find any trivia that I wanted.
Okay,
to
you
use
made
from
a point
and
say you're like, oh, don't worry, I won't ask any questions about Rob's season.
I'm saying that there could be the answer could be 43. It might not be. We don't know. Okay. So here we go. New era. The first person voted out was from the same tribe as the eventual winner.
Dwight. Survivor 43.
That is correct. Mariah, the first person voted out. Gabler, the winner of the season. We are tied 1-1.
These comments are going to be...
Oh, yeah.
Spicy.
Rob, you know I live for the controversy, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, the question number two of this round. The Beware advantage led to a clue on the tribe's flag.
Dwight.
45 is correct. Dwight has a 2-1 lead. Mm-hmm. Two players were voted out on day three.
Dwight. 41.
41 is correct. Dwight has a 3-1 lead. Abraham and Sarah, always grouped together. Abraham and Sarah, they were are the two people voted out on day three. We had other seasons where two people went home on day three, but they were not both voted out. The inheritance advantage was introduced in the premiere. Dwight.
44.
Dwight with a 4-1 lead. All contestants who attempted the Sweat Savvy Challenge were unsuccessful.
Rob.
Dwight.
That 45. Was even, I've got a buzzer.
No, Dwight said it first. Dwight said it first. 5-1. Dwight had it in first, Rob. I have it on video. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dwight has a 5-1 lead. We have three questions left. However, there is potentially we'll talk about this, Rob.
I was like, I'll have to stop. You know me. I was like, three questions left?
So, okay. Well, because I have one little gimmick at the end here that we'll see if Rob wants to do it. It's up to him. He is the showrunner here. But question,
doesn't
okay,
feel
next
like
question.
It.
Okay. a shot in the dark was used unsuccessfully in the premiere.
Dwight. 44.
That is incorrect. Dwight loses the point.
Oh, okay.
A shot in the dark was used unsuccessfully in the premiere.
Rob.
42, friend of the pod.
If I can contest that, there were two shot in the darks played in 44's premiere. One was unsuccessful.
Who played the other one?
Matthew.
That is correct. I'm giving you both a point there. I'm taking away Dwight's last point. I'm giving Dwight a point. Rob, you also get a point. That is correct. Mm-hmm. It is 6-2. That is correct. Okay. So next question, two more left. An idol was played in the premiere.
Dwight. 44.
44 is correct. Brandon played the idol. Maddie, unfortunately, idled out. One more. a member of the eventual final three received at least one vote in the premiere.
Dwight.
43.
That is correct. Dwight on a hot streak to end the game is up 8-2. So Rob, I actually will say, even with the gimmick, you would unfortunately not be able to win this game. So here's the gimmick that I have here. And we could cut this out of the podcast if we're not going to do it.
Oh.
Because you said keep it tight. And that's why I'm saying we have an option. It is a competitive verbal rebus. I have a verbal rebus prepared where if at any point you know the answer to the verbal rebus, you'd be able to gain 3 points if you got it before the other person. Dwight, do you know what a verbal rebus is?
No clue what that is.
Well,
you'll be happier in your life when you didn't know what it was. But
Rob, we don't even have to do it.
Listeners are going to say to do it.
Okay, so the listeners love the verbal rebus. They're always like, wait, Rob always wants to cancel it. I always want to bring it back. And the listeners are like, Kalish is right. We want to bring back the verbal rebus. So the verbal rebus, a rebus puzzle is a puzzle where you have different syllables that are usually formed by pictures and you could figure out what the answer is based on the picture. A verbal rebus is when I read the clues. They're all Survivor trivia related clues. The only wrinkle of this is that if you know the answer at any point, you can buzz in. And if you get it before the other person, you get 3 points. Unfortunately, Rob, you have been mathematically eliminated here, but let's do it. The listeners love the verbal rebus. So I will read it. And at any point, if you know the Survivor contestant that I'm talking about, you could buzz in. This is only going to be the first name of a well-known Survivor contestant. So that's your clue.
Okay.
Here are the verbal rebus clues. We have Matt Blankenship's showman's partner minus what B injured in David versus Goliath.
Okay.
Plus, Marty Piombo pretended to be this type of grandmaster.
Francesca.
I'm going to say that Rob got that first. Rob said Francesca. Francesca Hoagie, unfortunately, voted out in two different premieres in her Survivor career. So Rob gets 3 points. But Dwight, $100 for St. Jude. You win the game 8-2-6.
All right. Well, that's the only thing that's keeping me from raging right now is that the money is going to a good cause. So congratulations. So
what's the problem? Why? Because I put Survivor 43 questions in there.
Look, I'll let the audience be the judge.
So here's the thing. So Dwight, you did get $100 for St. Jude, but you did potentially take away $100 from another worthy challenger next week.
Wait a second.
It's only going to be $100 next week. There could be another great charity and you took the money away from them.
Don't tell the person next week that. Yes. Just let me know that.
Yes. Jordan, don't you think it would be fair if you kicked in $50 and then we went half on this $100 to charity?
So every week I'm a teacher, Rob. I will kick in. I'm gonna say that since Dwight won,
I'm a humble podcaster.
Podcast empire. You're interviewing Probst. You got Probst. You got Vanity Fair. Weren't you in Vanity Fair? You were in something recently. You were on the news.
This is Vanity Unfair. I'm on Vanity Unfair every week.
I'll kick in some money. I don't know if I could do this every week, but I could definitely kick in some money. St. Jude, great charity. I have in my life. Don't
you could match it? You could match the $100 every week.
The $100 every week? Are you kidding me?
Come on, think about it.
That's like my paycheck.
All right, no, but in all seriousness, good job, Dwight.
You hear Hunter McKnight on the Mike Bloom interviews, $27,000. I mean, look, I don't live in Mississippi, but the cost of living here in New York, too much.
What voice are you doing?
I don't know.
Is this like Regis? What is this?
I don't know. I think it is. I have turned into Regis on this podcast before.
Oh my gosh.
Who wants to be 100 and?
All right. That's it. Dwight, great job. Very impressive. How well you know the new era.
Was this tight, Rob?
No.
This wasn't tight.
The opposite of tight.
I thought we were going back and forth a little bit.
I thought that was doomed in the beginning.
Oh, yes. Jesus. Okay. All right. So we want to get the feedback. Let's see what the listeners say. Beyond fair or unfair questions. I don't know if the buzzer questions are the way to go. I think that what we want to do is make sure people have the chance to play along. So maybe
just make it quick.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. All right.
We could alternate. We could always alternate.
But then when we argue about who got in faster, it doesn't make it quicker.
What is getting it in faster between friends?
Okay. All right. Dwight, of course, is streaming games. He just did Blood on the Clock Tower recently. Dwight, where can people keep up with what you're doing?
So Twitter, Dwight Moore Jr., like Dwight Moore underscore Jr. and Twitch doing more. I do Clock Tower every other Saturday right now.
Yes. Please get Stephen Fish back in there. He very badly wants to play.
I have contacted him for the both before. He's just been busy. I'm contacting him again for
he is busy.
This next one coming up. We'll see. But eventually we'll get him in there. But yeah, doing it with Survivor and Big Brother alum starting next week or this upcoming Saturday. So if you like any social deduction games, I would say tune in.
Okay. And then Jordan?
You can catch me every week on TV with Kathy Lee Gifford. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Jordan Kalish. Always hosting viewing parties in New York City as well for Survivor. And I believe, Dwight, I will be seeing you at a viewing party tonight.
Yes, you will.
And then thanks, everybody, so much for joining us. We'll have our first feedback show of the season coming up on Friday. So get questions in for that. We'll also take calls from the patrons. That's at robhesawebsite.com/voicemail. And, of course, if you want to be one of the people asking the questions, of course, come and join our patron community, greatest reality TV community in the world at robinswebsite.com/patron. Thank you so much for joining us and listening. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.